will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, folks, it's Rick Wilson. Welcome to The Elephant in the Room. This week's Elephant in the Room is treason. Earlier this week, a group of Democratic lawmakers, House and Senate members, including Mark Kelly, Jason Crow, Elisa Slotkin, many others, did a video. A message to their former brethren in the military services and the intelligence community.
I'm Senator Elisa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution. And
right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
And it said to them something fundamental in the Universal Code of Military Justice. You are not required to obey an illegal order. There's a reason for that. You are not required to obey an illegal order because an illegal order requires disobedience. An illegal order is outside the rules of war, outside the UMCJ, outside of human and ethical moral boundaries. You know, we repose enormous power in our military. We repose enormous power in our intelligence community because America is a country that faces threats around the world every day. We are not a country, unlike an example you could observe at this very moment in Ukraine with Russia, that engages in war crimes as a matter of course, that engages in illegal actions as a matter of course. This video was uncontroversial by any human standard, by any ethical standard, by any legal standard, by any reading of the Universal Code of Military Justice, but it has triggered a reaction from the MAGA right like very few things I've ever seen. This reaction is so over the top, so crazy, so ramped up beyond recognition, that I'm going to read you, we're going to put it up on the screen while I read it, a quote from Donald Trump on Truth Social. It's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set, President DJT. That is only one of many of the tweets, not only from Trump, but from MAGA leaders, concerning this video. Right now, you are witnessing a test, America. This is a big, big, big test. What is it a test of? It's a test of whether we are a nation of laws. It's a test of whether we are a nation that believes that orders that can involve the astounding power of our military or the astounding power of our intelligence community must be legal. Now, right now, there's a high and a low question here. The low question is, I think their overreaction to this is in part because they know what they're doing in Venezuela and off the coast of Mexico is illegal.
The U.S. military presence off Venezuela growing, and President Trump this evening not ruling out U.S. troops on the ground inside that country. And now Venezuela's President Maduro at the microphone pleading for peace.
President Trump now saying he is not ruling out putting U.S. boots on the ground in Venezuela. As the largest, most advanced aircraft carrier in the world, the USS Gerald Ford, arrives in the Caribbean.
I don't rule out anything. We just have to take care of Venezuela.
At least 15,000 U.S. forces now deployed in the Caribbean.
And here in Trinidad, we're just 15 miles from Venezuela. And right off the coast there behind me, U.S. forces are conducting joint training exercises, part of the largest U.S. military buildup in this region in decades.
The U.S. saying it will designate the Cartel de los Soles, a drug trafficking group it says is run by the illegitimate regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, a foreign terrorist organization, an accusation Maduro denies. President Trump saying that designation could allow the U.S. to target Maduro directly. Trump also leaving open the idea of talks with Maduro, but making it clear that does not mean using the U.S. military is off the table.
We may be having some discussions with Maduro, and we'll see how that turns out.
Venezuela today insisting it is always open to dialogue, as Maduro ordered a massive military call-up of his own, some 200,000 troops, while publicly calling for peace.
Peace, peace, peace. Hacer todo por la paz.
As those joint military exercises play out just off the coast there behind me, and big questions remain about potential strikes inside of Venezuela, tonight the president also not ruling out strikes against Mexico, saying, quote, it's okay with me, whatever we have to do to stop drugs.
They are hitting fishing boats, which have only the most tangential connection to drug smuggling, if any at all, with Hellfire missiles. They've done over 20 of them for my back of the envelope math. Probably killed 75 people. Hey guys, it's just us. You know, according to the National Institutes of Health, about 30 million men in America, maybe more, suffer from ED. It's more common than not getting a good night's sleep. The good news? Hims makes getting access to treatment simple, affordable, and lets you feel like yourself again without the stress or the awkwardness. Confidence shouldn't be complicated. Through Hims, you can skip the guesswork and get access to care that actually fits your lifestyle. It's straightforward, stress-free, and designed around you. You know, big moments deserve less stress and more confidence. When ED shows up in the bedroom, Hims helps you keep your confidence and focus on what matters most, the moment, not the worry. Through Hims, you can access personalized prescription treatments for ED, like hard meds and SexRx, plus climax control, if prescribed. Hims offers access to ED treatment options ranging from trusted generics that cost 95% less than the brand names, to hard meds, again, if prescribed. You shouldn't feel like you have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. This isn't one-size-fits-all care that forgets you in a waiting room somewhere. It's your health and goals put first with real medical providers making sure you get what you need to get results. Think of Hims as a sort of digital front door to get you back to your old self with 100% online access to trusted treatments for ED and more, all in one place. To get simple online access to personalized affordable care for ED, hair loss, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Lincoln Project. That's Hims.com/Lincoln Project for your free online visit. Hims.com/Lincoln Project. Actual price will vary with product and subscription plan. Feature products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. The question of whether presidential orders that are passed down the chain of command must be legal is not a question. It is not a question in the slightest. They must be legal to be obeyed. And if they are illegal, they must be disobeyed. But we live in a fallen era. We live in a time where the idea of presidential power is no longer constrained by that pesky constitution or that tradition of restraint in a democratic republic. Now the question of presidential power has expanded. And the high question here is what Trump is going to order the American military to do. He has already pushed them into our cities in aid of a masked and anonymous illegal group of thugs who are rounding up children, rounding up people who are here legally, rounding up people because they happen to be driving while brown.
Hundreds of armed federal agents and police, backed up by riot trucks, smoke grenades, and helicopters, breached fences and busted doors in an immigration raid on an entire apartment building. They pulled dozens of residents from their homes in zip ties, including children, some of them without any clothes. They then held some outside for hours and dragged the others into rented vans.
They was terrified. The kids was crying. People were screaming. They looked very distraught. I was out there crying when I seen the little girl come around the corner because they was bringing the kids out too, had them zip tied to each other. One of them literally laughed. He was standing right here. He said, "F them kids."
They zip tied the kids together.
A mission the military was never configured for. Every state in the country, their National Guard, has received an order from the Pentagon, from the National Guard Bureau, inside Pete Hegseth, sec-drunk Pete Hegseth, Pentagon, telling them they must prepare a quick reaction force and train their soldiers to engage in anti-riot activity. Again, this is not what the military is configured for. Donald Trump is setting a table with these tweets, calling on these elected officials to be arrested, to be indicted, to be hung, to be killed. All of these people. By saying we should follow the law, by saying that the orders our military carries out should be legal, they have now put their own lives and freedom in danger. Donald Trump's prosecution and persecution of his political enemies will now move to these folks as well. You will hear tonight on Fox News breathless reporting about how this is treason and sedition and they must be immediately arrested. And where's Pam Bondi? And eventually Pam Bondi will find some mook prosecutor to try to go after them. Donald Trump may also find some people out there who get inspired by this sort of danger to go after them. The MAGA movement is inherently violent. They've proved it to us over and over again on January 6th in Charlottesville and other places. And by the way, if you think I'm conflating the alt-right with the MAGA movement in Charlottesville, I am 100%. But that high question again goes back to this. What happens when Donald Trump orders American forces to fire upon protesters? It's obviously an illegal order. What happens when Donald Trump decides that he's going to pick out the target lists when we go to war with Venezuela? What happens when Donald Trump orders American military forces to side with Russia against Ukraine? What happens when Donald Trump decides we're going to set off a nuclear weapon above ground just for fun, just to see the pretty lights and see if we can still do it? You think those are kind of like extreme or stretched or unlikely scenarios? I think they're much more likely than you believe. But in all these cases, Pete Hegseth isn't going to turn the key on a nuke. Stephen Miller isn't personally commanding the troops in the streets and ordering them to lay down fire. No, it requires young men and women who are out there wearing this country's uniform. And there are a lot of moral dimensions to the power that is held now in the hands of these young men and women. There are a lot of questions about just application of power, and there are many, many reasons why in a just war, in just circumstances, you can deploy American military power in ways that are truly terrible to the recipient. And we should be glad for that. It deters much badness. But we should not be glad for an administration that seeks to end the moral considerations that these young men and women and their commanding officers have to wrestle with. We should not be glad that Donald Trump is trying to say, not so subtly, "Hey, you know what? If you want promotion, you're going to pull the trigger when I tell you to pull the trigger. If you want promotion, you'll bomb the village I tell you to bomb. If you want promotion, you'll do what I tell you to do when it comes to Saudi Arabia or Russia or Israel or Qatar or wherever in the world. If you want to get promoted to flag rank, you better be clapping when Trump is speaking. If you want to get promoted from 06 to Brigadier General, you better be friends with Pete Hegseth. You better be out there kissing the teat. You better be out there telling them, yes, sir, Mr. President, I'll do whatever you tell me. I don't care. You know, going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance, or worse, driving without a seatbelt. You can be the best driver in the world, but there are a lot of folks out there that aren't. They can hit you. They can hurt you. Other maniacs on the road, you can't control for. That's why you have insurance, why you wear a seatbelt. It's why you put your phone in a phone case. It's why you autosave your documents in Microsoft Word. All these things make sense because the factors that you can't control are the ones that can hurt you the most. Anytime you go on the internet with an unencrypted network, hotels, restaurants, bars, cafes, airports, you're opening yourself up to hacking, to credit card fraud, to all kinds of dangers online. But ExpressVPN protects your personal data, protects your passwords, your bank login, your credit card numbers. It doesn't take a lot of technical knowledge for bad guys to hack the average computer, especially if it's not protected by something that keeps them out, like ExpressVPN. Some of the hardware and the software for that is so cheap, you can buy it on Amazon and get the files online and steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from people's credit cards or their banks. That's why ExpressVPN is so important. You know, for about $1,000, I can go on the dark web and buy personal information. ExpressVPN helps protect you behind a wall. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. And look, I think ExpressVPN is terrific. It is amazingly secure. It would take hackers with supercomputers a billion years to get past the type of encryption that ExpressVPN has used and deployed. It's easy to use. You fire it up with one click on your phone, on your laptop, on your desktop, and it works with everything. Again, laptops, desktops, tablet computers, everything. It protects you behind a wall of encryption and behind a wall of technology that it makes it easy for you to use. You don't have to configure a lot of complex things. You don't have to know what the hackers know. All you have to know is that ExpressVPN can shut the door and protect you, your data, and your money from the worst people on the internet. Here in the US, select ExpressVPN plans also include Identity Defender, which is a group of tools that helps you get your information pulled out of all these creepy data brokers and online repositories of your personal information. It is something that will stop a lot of the spam you're getting. It will cut down the risk from being hacked or conned or scammed online. And it's one of the features that ExpressVPN offers and ensures your data against theft up to $1 million. ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and The Verge for a reason. They really are the best. I use ExpressVPN religiously. I do not screw around with my data. The things I work on, I want to keep protected. It automatically starts when my computer starts. It starts when my phone starts. It starts when my tablet starts. I am a guy who is a deep believer in VPN services and ExpressVPN in particular. So folks, secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Lincoln Project. That's expressvpn.com/Lincoln Project. To find out more about how you can get up to 4 extra months, expressvpn.com/Lincoln Project. You know, the president insisted on returning Eddie Gallagher, a Navy SEAL who was credibly accused and convicted of war crimes.
President Trump in a showdown with Navy leadership over Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. The Navy moving to strip him of his status as a SEAL after a trial over his behavior in Iraq.
Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher at the center of a high-stakes showdown between the Navy's top leadership and President Trump. Gallagher was acquitted of war crime charges in the killing of a teenage ISIS prisoner, but convicted for posing in a picture next to the teen, defiling a corpse. But last week, President Trump granted him clemency.
They tried to frame me as a a criminal from the get-go.
But just days after Gallagher was granted clemency, the Navy started a process that could lead to Gallagher being kicked out of the SEALs and losing the Trident pin that identifies him as a member of that elite community. Now, President Trump has stepped in again today in a stunning public reversal, tweeting, "The Navy will not be taking away Eddie Gallagher's Trident pin. This case was handled very badly from the beginning. Get back to business." Just before the president's tweet, Gallagher's attorney appeared on Fox News, blasting Rear Admiral Colin Green, the officer spearheading the effort to remove Gallagher from the elite force.
So what he's doing here is really just an effort to try and publicly humiliate Chief Gallagher and stick it right in the president's eye.
The admiral took great risk to pursue this action, given the president's support of Gallagher, so it is possible he could now be removed or resign. And if he remains, it is highly unlikely he will ever be promoted.
Even a lot of folks in the special operations community are like, you know, Eddie Gallagher was a bridge too effing far. But dictators need men like an Eddie Gallagher type. I'm not saying he's the guy right now, because he's out of the picture mostly. They need the type of men and women, mostly men now that Pete Hegseth has had his way with the Pentagon, who are willing to take that presidential order, no matter how illegal, no matter how outrageous, no matter how evil, no matter how much damage it will do to the country or the world or our moral standing, no matter how much violence it does to the law. All dictators and authoritarians rely on having men and like that in their power and in their control. And a lot of people in the military right now and the intelligence community are playing out something that was played out already in the first Trump term. Well, if I leave, someone worse will come. Well, if I don't figure out a way to try to do some of what he wants, he'll pick somebody who'll do all of what he wants, and that'll be bad. The reaction that MAGA and Trump are having to this video is a signal to military officers, all the way down to the kids that are going to be the trigger pullers when he orders them to do something illegal that he considers resistance to his orders, illegal or otherwise, to be treason, punishable by death, to be sedition, to be insurrection. When in fact, the resistance to illegal orders is one of the first moral obligations that one has. You'll notice they allied over the word illegal orders in their critique of the video. Why? Because for them, Trump can't give an illegal order. For them, he's a monarch. He's a god. He's a towering figure whose wisdom and judgment far exceed the petty constraints of the law. He's something superhuman. And if he orders it, it must be right. You know, there are very few other countries in the world that believe that sort of thing. In fact, there's really only one. It's North Korea. They treat the Kim family as if they are, and their mythology has established this, as if they are descendants from gods. It's a lot of the way you see the Trump family treated now. Less luridly exaggerated. The Kim family's been at this game for 80 years now, approximately. But this is how Trump wants the military and the intelligence services to treat his orders. That they cannot be questioned, that they cannot have a legal aspect that could be wrong. He wants them to say, "Where do I pull the trigger, sir? Who do you want me to kill?" And those cases I gave you, those seemingly far-fetched ideas, what happens when some Navy submarine commander gets an order and says, they want me to nuke Caracas? What's he do? You know, there's a whole set of beliefs that an illegal order would automatically be resisted and gainsaid and countermanded, and people would say no. What happens when Trump gives any order by Truth Social instead of through the chain of command? What happens when the chief of naval operations says to Pete Hegseth, "No, my guy's not going to do that"? He fires the CNO, fires the deputy CNO, or the vice CNO, moves down the chain, finds some fucking dipshit deeper down the line who will say, "Yes, someone nuking Caracas is obviously the highest end of the extremity scale. But someone saying, shoot those protesters. He's already done it, folks. He already tried to order and never forgave Mark Milley for this and Esper for this in the summer of 2020. Tried to order the protesters be, quote, shot in the leg.
No justice, no peace.
During the late spring of 2020, it was not a foreign crisis, but the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis that Esper calls a turning point in his time as Secretary of Defense. On the night of May 31st in Washington, protests for racial justice were marred by rioters who set parts of Washington ablaze. And Esper says, enraged President Trump. At a meeting the next morning, Esper told us the commander-in-chief was on the verge of ordering 10,000 active-duty troops into the streets of the Capitol.
What was the most disturbing thing that the president said during that meeting on June 1st?
The president is ranting at the room. He's using a lot of, foul language. You know, you all are effing losers, right? And then he says it to the vice president, Mike Pence. He's using the same language, and he's looking at Pence.
He called Mike Pence an effing loser?
He didn't call him directly, but he was looking at him when he was saying it. And it really caught my attention. And I thought, we're at a different spot now. He's going to finally give a direct order to deploy paratroopers into the streets of Washington, D.C., and I'm thinking with weapons and bayonets. And this would be horrible.
What specifically was he suggesting that the U.S. military should do to these protesters?
He says, can't you just shoot them? Just shoot them in the legs or something. And he's suggesting that that's what we should do, that we should bring in the troops and shoot the protesters.
The commander-in-chief was suggesting that the U.S. military shoot protesters.
Yes, in the streets
American
of our
protesters.
Nation's capital. That's right. Shocking.
We have seen in other countries a government use their military to shoot protesters.
Right.
What kind of governments are those?
Well, those are banana republics, right? Or authoritarian regimes. We all remember Tiananmen Square.
First off, Donald, that's not how any of this works. But that idea that Trump will order the troops to do illegal activity should be in the front of your mind, not the back. It should be the top of your mind, not the back. He is already ordering the Department of Justice, another agency with superlative power over life and death in this country, to persecute his political opponents.
President Trump urged Attorney General Pam Bondi to prosecute his political enemies in a post on social media this weekend. This comes as a U.S. attorney in Virginia is out of a job over pressure to bring charges against New York Attorney General Letitia James.
President Trump has nominated White House aide Lindsey Halligan to be the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia after a falling out with the current U.S. attorney. That office has been investigating New York Attorney General Letitia James over alleged mortgage fraud, but no charges have been brought forward. On social media, the president posted a message directed to Attorney General Pam Bondi, urging action against former FBI Director James Comey, California Senator Adam Schiff, and James.
They were ruthless and vicious. I was impeached twice. I was indicted five times. It turned out to be a fake deal. And we have to act fast, one way or the other. One way or the other. They're guilty, they're not guilty. We have to act fast.
Last month, the FBI raided the home of Trump critic and former National Security Advisor John Bolton, just one of many political foes now being probed by the DOJ.
He is already using it to go after Jim Comey and James Brennan and a whole bucket of other people that you've all known for years. Why? Not because they're treasonous, not because they're traitors, not because they're seditious, but because they were involved in law enforcement activities that Donald Trump put himself into as a criminal. They were involved in Donald Trump's subservience and relationship with Russia, which has never been a hoax from the beginning. It has always been real. He knows it. He will weaponize every aspect of this government. Look at what he did during the shutdown. He weaponized the federal government to starve people because he doesn't like them. Because they're brown and urban. Because they're poor and rural. And by the way, for all you MAGAs, this is a quick aside. For all you MAGAs, even this long in, a decade into this, and you think he likes people from the country, he would never have a single one of you within 100 freaking miles of any of his clubs. Get out of here. But I'm going to go back again. He's weaponizing the entire government to do illegal things every day. The Comey prosecution, or persecution, to be more accurate, we are seeing right now just how illegal and inappropriate all of Lindsey Halligan's actions were and have continued to be. You know, and again, to go to the high part of this question, why is it so dangerous now? What is it that's making this insistence that any critique of illegal orders is treason, sedition, etc.? Trump is having a reaction to a political reality. And I want to counsel my Democratic friends a little bit to not underestimate the danger that this political reality entails. Trump is now a lame duck. We know this. We understand this. A year from now, he will be even more of a lame duck. Donald Trump will make noises. He will gamble. He will roll the dice about 2028. I have a theory he's not going to be alive at that point, but that's just my theory. He is very unhealthy. And that would be a real shame, he says, without trying to get himself in more trouble than he usually gets in. But look, cornered animals are dangerous animals. People with nothing to lose are the most dangerous people in the world. People who believe that they are at the end of all their options are the people you should be really careful about. They're the people you should be really worried about. And if Trump says, I'm out of moves, I'm out of plays, his reaction will not be, I must modestly resign from the playing field, I must leave the battle, I must cool it off, I must try to have an orderly transition to the next administration. No. It will be the opposite of that. It will be, how can I evoke more chaos? How can I do more damage? How can I cause more upset? How can I cause more fissures and breakages in the country? And folks, his belief that the military is his private fiefdom, his belief that the military must obey him no matter what he says, no matter how wrong or illegal the order, is a pendant threat to this country. If you don't understand that Trump has never taken the path of rationality in the last decade, he always doubles down. He always says, oh, well, I hurt them. How can I hurt them more? He's never finished punishing this country for rejecting him for 2020. He's never going to be finished fantasizing about somebody who will look at the protesters across the road and pull the trigger. Those six members, many of whom have seen direct combat, many of whom have served in intelligence roles and in operational roles in the field, many of whom have heard the sound of bad guys shooting at them. If you believe those people are traitors for reminding their comrades that they are not obliged to obey any legal order and are in fact legally and morally required to reject it, you have stopped believing in America. If you believe that the military is a tool merely for the power of the executive, may I recommend moving to Russia? May I recommend moving to North Korea? May I recommend moving to communist China? This idea that these people are going to be arrested and tried and prosecuted for treason is sick. Now, look, you've also seen this is a full court, all of government press on these folks for a big reason. The Epstein Files vote was a huge loss for Trump. He's looking to change the subject. And if this wasn't a through line we'd seen before, I probably wouldn't have mentioned it. We probably stuck with Epstein. But this is a through line we've seen before. This is a pattern we've seen him engage in before. This is an argument he's made before that the military must obey him no matter what. Now, look, if Donald Trump says, you will move the 6th Fleet from X to Y, that's a legal order. He can do that. If Donald Trump says, you will deploy the following unit from Germany back to the States, That's a legal order. He could do that. If he says, I want the B-2 bomber to fly over the White House every day and do chandelles in the sky, that's a legal order. He can do that. It's a stupid order, but it's illegal. It's a legal order. Ordering the military to track, engage, prosecute a military operation on U.S. soil against domestic opposition to Trump's policies, that's illegal. Shoot those protesters, that's illegal. Burn that village to the ground. They're not in the combat zone, but we're going to burn it to the ground to send them a lesson. That, under American law, is illegal. Bomb Iran's nukes, that was legal.
A statement from the President of the United States that, in fact, the United States has bombed Iran. I want to read for you what President Trump posted on Truth Social, saying, we have completed our very successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran, including Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. All planes are now outside of Iranian airspace. A full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site, Fordo. All planes are safely on their way home. Congratulations to our great American warriors. There is not another military in the world that could have done this. Now is the time for peace. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So, the President of the United States confirming that the United States Air Force has, in fact, now targeted and attacked Iran, specifically three nuclear sites, including the one that is considered the most secure, one that is under a deep mountain in Fordo called the Fordo nuclear plant, as well as Natanz and Esfahan.
There are a lot of areas right now where we're about to have a big stress test in this country about illegal orders. And to go back to the low side of this, the operation occurring right now in the Caribbean off of Venezuela, there have been some reports now of the lawyers and general counsel folks in DOD and in the combatant commands saying, this ain't it, boss. I don't know if there's ever been any evidence presented that these boats are legitimately tied, because I certainly haven't heard any case being made other than, trust me, bro. All of this comes down, folks, to a really fundamental question. No one trusts this administration. Their own people don't believe them anymore. So when Donald Trump says these boats are contained, you know, are chucked to the gunnels with fentanyl, and pretty much everybody thinks it's a lie, including people that are pulling the trigger on these attacks, think it's a lie. Including the guys kicking off those hellfires into the boats, they all think it's a lie. And if they know it to be a lie, and they know that these attacks are happening without congressional approval, which, by the way, you still have the War Powers Act, which I know for the last 25 years has been observed more in the breach than in obedience. There will reach a point where some military officer is going to be called on to say, do I have congressional approval under the War Powers Act? Or do I have an equivalent like an NDAA or a presidential finding of some degree that covers my ass? Because there's a big argument to be made right now, as I'm recording this on the 20th, that we'll be in a kinetic confrontation with Venezuela before Thanksgiving. That 1 week notice is running out tomorrow on my birthday, absurdly enough. The idea that we're going to go to war with Venezuela, which is Marco Rubio's fantasy that he is going to become president because of the war with Venezuela. I promise you, watch him take front and center on it, because it is his plan. He thinks that's his path to the presidency in 2028. As both National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, I think Marco will say and do nothing to ensure that the war is prosecuted on a robust legal basis. We've already seen one general officer retire under duress over this matter. We will probably see more. But again, Donald Trump is going to order people to do illegal things. People in our military, people who have command of puissant and terrible weapons. People who are highly skilled at the deployment of terrible weapons that will wreak havoc and death and destruction on their targets. We're extraordinarily good at that. It's the old Air Force joke. Are you woken up at 4 a.m? Are you hearing loud noises? Does it sound like the fist of God is beating on your roof? It's the U.S. Air Force. Whether this war is legal or not is not really in question at this point. It's not grounded in a legal basis at this point. He can still do an awful lot. And a lot of this is being covered right now under the very, very, very thin fig leaf of drug interdiction. But folks, that warning to those troops that the 6 Democratic members of Congress and the U.S. Senate made is one we should all listen to. And I hope that every member of the armed forces who hears this, and we actually do have some armed forces listeners. I know for a fact you guys sent us some great emails. And I know that some of our armed forces listeners pick up the podcast overseas. I had somebody from Turkey, U.S. military member deployed in Turkey recently, sent me a very nice email about how good it was to hear no bullshit about what's going on. But for all that, for all the men and women in the military, you know this better than anybody. You know an illegal order when you hear one. You know an illegal order when you see one. I hope that as we go forward in the next few weeks, you are not called upon to engage in those illegal activities. If you do, people will be there to support you legally and financially. If you do, people will be there to support you politically. It will take more courage than almost anything you've ever done. Because I know that a lot of folks in the military, I've had this conversation with dozens of people. I don't want to give up my career because if I go, somebody worse follows. Guys, at some point, if you go, that example of moral leadership leads the next guy to question the same order, and the next guy down, and the next guy down, and the next guy down, and bound to that E1, he's going to pull that trigger. It's a hard question. It's a tough question. But the question of illegal orders and of treason, the accusation that denying an illegal order is treason, truly is the elephant in the room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production.
Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney.
Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.